Shalom to all. Today we're going to be talking about Parakhov Chas, Mishlechas, Mishlechas. And today's Mishlechas are being learned with Chosas, Bats, Rachel, Shish, Bizach, and Fanders, even called going big car of Mamish. And the Mishlechas tells us, Beit Aniyim, the clothing of poor people, Alphabet Shem, Ahem, Shal, Shal, Shalish, even though there isn't a single piece of the garment, which is 3x3 finger breadths, that's because they're so poor, their garment is literally made out of little pieces of material sewn together, and there isn't even one piece, which is 3x3 finger breadths, still Harel Tamei Midras, they can still become Tamei Midras. That's because when you look at the whole thing together, it's considered a baged, and therefore it's like it's 3x3 tfachim. Another din, talshes chobalakara, a talis, a garment, could be a large piece of material, kind of like the talisim that we wear during davening. They would use this to wrap themselves in. So kim shenikaruba, once the majority of it's already torn, ein chibur, these two halves are not considered connected, so if one of them becomes tame, the other one is not. And another din about these patches, ha'avim v'harachim, very thick ones and very soft and fine ones, ein bahen mishim shal shal shalosh, they don't have a din of 3x3. Thick ones would be something like wool or felt, and soft, fine ones would be something made out of silk. These are the opposite extremes, and neither of these are going to be used for a patch, and therefore they don't have the din of 3x3, they're mekabel tuma. Moving on to Mishnah Tes with more discussions. Keses hasabalim, the pillow or the cushion used by porters, they put this on their shoulders or their head to prevent the heavy load that they're carrying from hurting them. So tamei midras, that couldn't be mekabel tumas midras, because sometimes they would sit on this cushion. What about the following? Mishamer shal yayin, a sifter or sieve, a filter for wine, ein behem misham moishav, there's no din of moishav because a person doesn't sit on it. Now savacha shal zakena, this is a certain hat or head covering worn by an older woman, tamei misham moishav, it could become tamei moishav because sometimes I'll sit on it. Now chalak shal yaitzis chutz, what about the shirt of a yaitzis chutz, which literally means a woman who goes outside? This is a nice way of saying a zayna, and she's called this because she goes outside. So the shirt that such a woman wears, ha'asu yisvacha, if it's made like a net, tahar, so it's tahar, which means it can't be mekabel tuma, that's because it's not considered a beged. The whole thing is woven with very large windows or holes, it's basically a net, and so for all intents and purposes, it's not covering her, one can see the skin through it, so it's not considered a garment, so it can't be mekabel tuma. Similarly, ha'asu beged min acherem, if someone actually takes a fishnet and makes a garment out of it, tahar, it can't be mekabel tuma, because it's not considered a garment. However, umizutai, if they use the bottom of the fishnet, this is where the fibers are very close together, it's meant for holding on to, it's a very strong part of it, so tame, that beged would be mekabel tuma because that does cover the skin. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says, if a person took a regular fishnet and he doubled it over and then made a beged out of it, so that would be mekabel tuma because that does sufficiently cover the skin to be considered a beged. We're going to stop for the day and pick up tomorrow and continue to discuss this savacha, this hat, or really specifically this hairnet that a woman wears, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day.